How's it going, everybody? I'm going to be discussing Dune today. Dune by Denis Villeneuve is a very good sci-fi movie. Sorry for the noise in the background. There's a construction site right where I'm at, so I got to roll up the windows. All right, enjoy the ad. So, Dune. Let me start off with saying I haven't seen every Denis Villeneuve film, but Prisoners is one of my favorite cop dramas because it is Jake Gyllenhaal as not an anti-hero, but he's the better version of what Hugh Jackman plays, which is the guy that just tries to win, but he doesn't. And plus, like, there's like a lot of moral ambiguity, and it's like it gets really intense at times. I haven't seen Arrival. I haven't seen Sicario. I haven't seen Blade Runner 2049. However, I just happen to know that from a cinematic standpoint, like, they are all beautiful to look at films, and there's a level of patience and buildup, and like you don't move on from something until like something's established with those films. And I was really hoping he was going to bring that to Dune, and he did. Dune stars Timothée Chalamet, Rebecca Ferguson, who is my dad's favorite actress at the moment, after Mission Impossible 6 and 7, I think, or 5 and 6, or is it, whatever they are. The other people involved are okay. Train's in town, I guess. So, there's Oscar Isaacs, Javier Bardem, Josh Brolin, who else? Dave Bautista, David Dalsmakian, the guy that was in, that was Polka Dot Man in, I'm pretty sure it was him, but I'm not entirely sure because it was under heavy makeup, but I got the sense that it was him. So, the movie is, I don't even want to call it a slow burn, but it's paced like a novel, and it's paced so that all the little details that you would get in a book of, even like before the movie starts, like in the, like, I love how some movies do this where they'll change the Warner Brothers logo or the MGM lion to something else to make it fit more in with the kind of story that they're telling. Truthfully, I think of it as a real good tone setter. Before the movie even starts, you get that voice, that compelling voice, or that that feverish voice that permeates the entire movie. And there's a lot of hand-holding that goes on in the movie. However, you believe that these characters are real people. And because of the pace it's set at, even though there's a little bit of hand-holding here and there, because some movies, it's like, they trust that the fans know what they're watching, and then they just do a little bit of exposition just let people know what they're watching. So Dune does this beautifully, which setting up Arrakis. Arrakis is a desert planet that has something called spice, which, by the way, spice, you could definitely tell that George, George Lucas was a Dune fan, because I think he dropped one line about running spice in Star Wars, as like maybe a nod, because Star Wars came out in like late 70s. This came out in 1960. The original Dune book came out in 1965. And then fast forward to the prequels, Oscar Isaac has a scene was like, I was running spice at one point, because let's throw that plot point into the third movie in the final part of the trilogy that's supposed to end all of Star Wars. So anyway, Arrakis is this planet that you can see the spice on the top of the sand. Now, what the little bit of exposition does is, and they kind of do it a little bit back to back, spice is the material that is required for spaceship navigators to traverse interplanetary travel, and it is the most valuable thing in the universe, in the galaxy. I don't know how, like, Dune is an empire, so I don't know for sure whether or not it's a multi-galaxy empire or if it's a universal empire. Either way, it's very valuable, and the next scene is, or like in the immediacy, is Oscar Isaac's Lord Atreides, I forget his first name, but he's of House Atreides, and he asks one of his men, how much did they spend just to do this ceremony? And I was like, round trip, 3 million units. I don't care what, like, the whole point of a number system is that to make sure, like, you know that a million is big. So a million units is always going to be a big number. And then you get to the other point where Atreides is called upon to take over the mining of Arrakis after the Argenanuns, which I know I'm butchering that name, but I'm just saying it. Dave Bautista and the other white guys, like the really dark white, dark armor white guys. They mined it for 70 years and made billions on the spice, and then the Emperor says, no, give it to House Atreides, and there's a little bit of mystery involved as to why they would do it. You're presented with the mystery of the voice narration, but, and this is like basic plot that I'm giving you guys. So give it to House Atreides, and then there's a tension that goes into it. Now, I'm trying very hard not to spoil anything, but this is all first 10, 15 minutes of the movie, and this is a long movie, and it's paced like a novel. So, I wish I paid less attention to the press coming into this movie, because from a filmmaker standpoint and a writer standpoint, this is a source material that is almost like a dream of things to adapt, because you have space travel, you have it's like sort of religious, like there's so many things that are like that have been done by other people since, that you kind of forget who this, like, what the source material was. And by no means was Dune the first one to have secret societies, empires, religion. And I will say this, though, one of the benefits of Dune being so old is that you kind of get a sense that the source material, the real life example that it's kind of drawing from, is, even though I know that there's so much real world parallels that, like, Dune was written in 1965. We have the benefit of 60 years of just like what happened in the real world informing the movie. because Dune was adapted in 1980-something or 1970-something by David Lynch, and it was almost adapted by Jodorowsky, which I don't know if Jodorowsky's script survived or if and that was used for the Lynch movie, but it was also adapted into a television series, but the television series came out, I want to say, mid-90s or either early 2000s, and the amount of budget that had, I don't know if it had the... because I'll put it to you this way. There is yet to be a definitive version of Dune, according to the critics and the fans of the book. So, like... But back to what I was saying before. Dune, from a writer's standpoint, the quotes that you will have in this movie, in this book, from this book, one of the scenes where it's like, fear is the mind killer. Having that said by Rebecca Ferguson, that is like one of the like early high points of the film. The avuncular relationship that Josh Brolin and Timothy Chalamet's characters have, big brother, little brother, relationship between Duncan Idaho, which is Jason Momoa, and Timothy Chalamet's characters have. That is great. Now, if I had an issue, and I knew I was going to get to this eventually, but this has been discussed publicly, but I'm going to, for those that have been looking forward to seeing Dune and haven't been following any of the press, spoilers in 3, 2 spoilers now. I'm going to spoil it, last chance, spoilers, 1, this is Dune part 1. Where the fuck was that in all the trailers and the lead up? And it's like, nope, part 1. Now, I have never read Dune. I'm tempted to read it now just to see if the book holds up, because when I said that it's paced like a novel, I didn't mean that. I don't know, in terms of how it's paced, I thought they were adapting the whole book. No, they are adapting half, if half, the the movie manages to follow the hero's journey, but in, like, I don't know how complex the book is in terms of like arcs and whatnot, but one of the criticisms I saw of the movie going into it was that this is like a like one of the like white savior novels that people of color have kind of complained about, but same time though. If I don't know if Oscar Isaacs was played by Denzel Washington, Rebecca Ferguson was the character was played by Zazie Beetz, and then it was Jaden Smith playing Paul Atreides. I'm pretty sure that it would be the same movie, because anyway, part one. As soon as I saw that in the title credits, I knew we were getting like half a story. That whatever the ending was going to be, I didn't know when it was going to be because I didn't pay attention to how long Dune was, looking at the movie runtime. But in terms of, I knew it was going to be at some point, at a bullshit moment, roll credits. And the... I liked where they left it in terms of possibilities, because Throughout the movie, they have these vision sequences. These, like... one character is only in one scene, but she appears throughout the entire movie. If you know who I'm talking about, then you know. You could probably figure it out real easy. But the ending of the movie is right there. It's like, oh, this thing that we were teasing throughout the entire goddamn time, that's where we're going to end it. Okay. And the other issue I had with it was the flash forwards of possibility. That's what I'm going to call them. The flash forwards of possibility. Because at a certain point, you're like, is this like movie just telling us how this is going to go? And that's how they're getting away with only having a part one? Like, the amount of payoff that they would have to pay attention to in a part two, or I don't know, there's multiple Dune books. So I don't know what the deal is with part two, or even, I don't know, a sequel. I don't know. Does part two count as a sequel if it's only a part two? That hasn't been greenlit yet. I think they were just like, well, we're going to see how the movie does in the box office, and if it does good, we'll do another one. Which, by the way, I would love to see the contracts, negotiations for that one, because not everybody is coming back for the sequel, but the people that could be or are kind of in high demand. So let's see how that goes. Because making Dune had to be a pain in the ass, because they were shooting it in Jordan. Like, all the exterior shots were shot in an actual desert in the Middle East, where they had to shoot between 5 in the morning and 7 in the morning and 7 at night or 5 at night and 7 o'clock at night. I don't know what the exact differences are, but because the suits that they were wearing and the location they were at, it was not safe to shoot more than 2 hours. That is a big cat right there. That is a house cat, I would imagine. But he's visible. Anyway, so the movie is really good. I really enjoyed it. Do not let the last 5-10 minutes of me complaining about only getting so little or getting half of a story. The movie ends at a satisfying point, but not necessarily. It's an annoying spot to end the movie, and I'm going to stop myself from watching the David Lynch Dune, and I'm going to stop myself from reading the book, because unless they say they're not doing another one, which I doubt, because everyone's it's critically well received. It is I think it did $40 million in a pandemic opening. It opened up at number one, so I think that's a good sign. But like I said, they started a movie without making the I thought they were working on the sequel right now, or as soon as the pandemic was over, or what have you. But I would love to see a second one. Villeneuve, this might be his best movie, but I don't know if it's his most complete, because it's half of a story. But it is, the scale of it is so breathtaking. The things that are real in the foreground with the stuff that's like in the distance, it's CG done perfectly. The scale and the acting, the score, there's little things that you don't think about, like bagpipes. Fucking bagpipes have survived into the year 10,000. Incredible. And just like the little touches of detail, because as science fiction as this movie is, it is so grounded in reality. It's incredible. The when you look at the gauges, oh, I think a pilot today could figure out the flight stuff inside the cockpits of those fucking dragonfly looking motherfuckers. They have guys on the ground waving things up. Like even in the year 10,000, on another planet, there's a guy that is just signaling it's okay to take off. Like, the flight suits, they look functional because they look like they were, tomorrow's version of today's stuff. And that is just incredible. Like, the level of detail in this movie, the little bits of action, the intrigue, the so well done. Just so well done. So, on that note, thanks for listening. Dune 2. Dune Part 2. Please, get that trending on Twitter. Peace.